Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. I think I've mentioned before, I really like traveling. I like the whole experience of staying in a new place, you know, learning something new, enjoying different towns and different lifestyles in that sense of the word. The one thing that really throws me off, though, is when you try to watch something on TV and you don't know any of the channels, and when like Jeopardy comes on at the wrong time, you know what I'm talking about. It just makes the whole world seem a little off. Maybe that's why I was so drawn to this week's story. So, why don't you sit back, relax, and dial in to the TV guide. I shambled from the steamy bathroom, jet-lagged and tired as I dried my hair. Another flight, another cheap hotel, only to rise early and do it all again tomorrow. The room was clean, but bare. Not the worst I'd had in the past. White walls with edgy art pieces, glass end tables next to a fainting chair, complete with comedically large ashtrays, and what I assumed would be a stiff, queen-sized bed. The Sunset Hotel, a bargain grab from the plethora of the cheapest inns. It looked like it had zest once, but it seems to have lost its spark a couple years ago. The only real issue with the room had been the TV across from the bed. It was on when I got there, the same infomercial TV guide type program running on a loop. There had been no remote, not that I had seen anyway. The screen itself was bolted into the wall, the manual buttons on the back out of reach. I only spent 5 minutes searching for it when I got there, and that was about as much as I felt like dedicating. It was a self-check-in hotel, and there was no one on site to actually phone for room service. I was only here to sleep after all. The TV would just provide white noise while I slept anyway. The only annoyance was it was just a hair too loud. You could always hear it, like it just refused to be ignored. After draining a few of those little courtesy liquor bottles and setting my alarms, I killed the lights and hoped for a decent recharge. I just needed a few hours. The infomercial cast a white glow in the room, playing randomly scripted programs as I closed my eyes. Under the cool sheets, I felt my muscles relax, and sleep seemed not far off.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. Here at IntelliGuide, we seek to find you the right program whenever you need it. You don't even have to call!
The voice chuckled, scripted in fake enthusiasm for an invisible crowd. I ignored it, trying to channel my exhaustion into a slumber. Thoughts of meetings and TSA danced through my head. I would be back home soon. I just had to get through tonight.
Want a quick laugh? Check Channel 6 to see Prank Fail Emporium and their ever-expanding collection of pranks and, you guessed it, fails.
The same voice talked, just loud enough for me to hear the words clearly. I lifted my head from the pillow and squinted at the screen, just to match a face with the voice. A Chris Hansen type was standing there, hands motioning to a green screen thumbnail on his right, gelled hair and a plastic grin, wearing a brown suit. The thumbnail blinked away, leaving a white backdrop. The man in the suit looked at me, a little bar of channel suggestion scrolling past. I rolled over and closed my eyes again.
Looking for love? We got you covered. DramaNet can pull your heartstrings. You'll be reaching for that tissue box in no time.
He went on and on, one bit to the next.
IntelliGuide, here to serve you whenever you need us. We're always here. Still here? May I suggest an action flick? Who doesn't love Stallone? Channel 10, Kevlar Metal. All action, all the time.
I started drifting in and out, the host of the program continuing on as I felt my limbs get weightless and my mind quiet. I was almost out, the program fading away. Under the bright glow, I found my eyes opening, the monotony changed in my white noise. At some point, the guy had stopped talking. I lifted my head and looked at the screen. He was just standing there, watching me, like it was paused. I sat up and rubbed my eyes, thinking it was a dream. Ahead, the program continued, the suit guy moving like nothing had happened.
"We're a big old family here at IntelliGuide, and we seek to serve you like one of our own,"
he said, an arm reaching to his side. A family faded in, an attractive wife holding a pie, teenage daughter with her phone in her hand, and a young son holding a football. They all laughed together, like someone had just told a hilarious joke. It looked fake, like it always did, but something about it bothered me. It felt off, like it was forced. They all smiled together, a big happy family. When the laughter subsided, they all looked at me with a picture-perfect pose. I checked my phone. It was almost 1 a.m. I rubbed my eyes and laid back down, wishing I could find the remote and shut the darn thing off. Just a couple hours of sleep, that's all I needed. I sandwiched my head between the pillows, trying to block the light and sound. The voices muffled through the pillows, and, in my restless annoyance, I found sleep returning to me. It was a slow, soothing embrace. But even as my mind wandered, that voice still seemed to poke through.
"Hey there, partner. Still here, I see. Haven't found something to watch yet? Watch all the best sitcoms on Channel 2. Lots of love and laughs there. Family living at its finest. Like ours."
Under the shield of the pillows, it persisted. Every time I felt myself drift away, that voice would catch me. I couldn't ignore it.
"Still here, huh? Let's see if we can find something for you here. Whatever you say, that's the IntelliGuide way. So many channels to choose from. How do you choose? Channel 5, Nature and Exploration, from the Arctic to the Jungle. We appreciate your audience. Thank you for choosing IntelliGuide. We're here when you need us. Always. People don't usually hang around that long. For that, we thank you. We'll be back again after a word from our sponsors."
The eerie quiet set in again. I tossed and turned, keeping my eyes shut. I just wanted to sleep. It was there, just barely out of reach. I could feel it. I was laying on my side, head still stuck between pillows. Slowly, I opened my eyes and saw the window of the hotel. The infomercial was still on. I could see the reflection in the window. Same guy in the suit, and the wife holding the pie. The teenage daughter with the phone stood next to the younger son with a football. They were watching me, through the television. I could feel their eyes on me, like they'd been paused again. I felt frozen, unsure of what to do. There was something in the ambient ringing of the program, something soft I could barely make out. As I watched their stare through the reflection, it finally dawned on me, and the restless knot in my stomach was replaced by a welling pit of anxiety. They were whispering to each other.
"Is he still awake?"
"I think so. How much longer do we have to do this? As long as I say.
Can't we just go, please? Can I put the pie down? I'm so tired."
"You drop that pie, and I will break your fingers."
In the reflection, their mouths don't move. They just looked ahead, The same smile stuck to their faces. I could barely see through the reflection, but it almost looked like they were crying. I didn't want to look, but I had to. I threw the pillows down and sat up. The frozen family looked at me. All of them paused in the same white backdrop. Everything except for their eyes. Their eyes were shaking, begging for help. The camera zoomed in on their eyes, moving from one to the next. The son, the daughter, the wife. A single pixelated tear ran down her cheek. The screen flickered and was replaced by static. Total silence, the glow consuming the room. I felt alone and afraid under its glow. Afraid to move. Afraid to look away. The screen flickered again, and the static was replaced by a new scene. The same white backdrop, but this time, splattered with red. Separated body parts and gore strewn everywhere. The football and the phone laying there, the pie destroyed. In the center of the screen, the guy with the suit was working an axe, a wet chop echoing with every overhead swing. In the silence, I could hear their screams. At the bottom of the screen was an infinite scroll of the same short message. Help us, 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 help us. I woke up, my pillow soaked in sweat. The same infomercial playing, the same guy in the suit. I checked my phone. It was 3 a.m. now. It was all a dream. My heart was racing. I wiped my brow, trying to make sense of the fog in my brain. On the screen, the host was combing his hair. He looked at me and stopped mid-stroke and tucked the comb back into his pocket. He stared at me for a moment, his face blank. After a moment, he smiled.
Hey there, friend. Glad to see you're still around. Guess you'll be joining us after all.
He lurched towards the screen, his hands breaking through with a rip of static. With the sound of a static scream, his head came through, his face cold and withered like a corpse, his eyes melting, oozing streams down a ghoulish, toothy jaw. Piercing through the noise was a single grumbling voice.
Join us.
I screamed and jumped from the bed, reaching for something, anything. My fingers felt one of the large ashtrays. I hefted it up and chucked it as hard as I could. The object broke through, and with a flash of light, the screaming was gone. The host blinked from existence, fading away until there was nothing but jagged, discolored screen. I stared at the gaping hole in denial, a faint whisper still breathing through. I couldn't make it out, and I didn't take the time to listen. I packed my things and ignored the TV, shoving everything into my suitcase as fast as I could. I grabbed my phone, left the key, and slammed the door behind me. Out on the street, I called a cab. They arrived quickly and gave me a ride to the airport. When we drove away, I didn't look back in fear of whatever could be seen from the hotel windows. I rescheduled my flight and paid every premium and fee I had to just to get me out of there. I even got a window seat. As we took off, I sighed with relief, finally hoping to catch some rest. Beside me, an elderly woman indulged in her in-flight movie. Anything good? I asked, closing my eyes. Not really. I can't seem to get it to change off the TV guide. And that, listeners, was TV Guide. Man, I'm glad I've never encountered anything like that on my travels. But I will think twice next time I want to find something to watch on TV. Have you guys ever had any weird experiences surrounding your TVs? You should tell me about it. You can send me an email at hauntedhorrorstorian@gmail.com, or, as always, you can find me on Facebook at Haunted Horror Storian Podcast. Until next time, listeners, careful with your TV guide, stay spooky, and remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.